This is Scoops with DannyMac.com. In our Blues Report, in just a moment, we visit with Chris Raby of KMOX and the Blues Radio Network. This is presented by the National Children's Cancer Society, Hair Saloon for Men, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, Schnucks, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Network Studios. I want to tell you about a very special night that I'm involved with. It is the 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals, and it's a night to battle childhood cancer. 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals. This year, featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. In the past 6 years, this event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. Special feature has been added to this year's event, and that will be a special VIP conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. An Evening with the Cardinals will take place on January 26th. That's at St. Louis Union Station Hotel, the Grand Ballroom. And there's a private photo session, silent auction, dinner, cocktails, the Q&A with Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. And to be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. The tickets, by the way, in talking with Mark Stoles, who heads up the NCCS, are going very quickly. This will sell out. It has turned into a huge event, a must-see event. And if you want to be a part of it, get those tickets now at thenccs.org. Coming up, we'll visit with Chris Raby. We'll preview the Blues and the Buffalo Sabres. Kicks off a 5-game homestand for the St. Louis Blues. That preview coming up next.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go, Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
The Blues are back home tonight. It's after the Christmas break. And maybe the timing of this isn't great because the Blues are playing pretty good hockey prior to the Christmas break. And let's bring in Chris Raby on Scoops with DannyMac.com. And Chris Raby, the Buffalo Sabres are in town tonight at Enterprise Center. How do we size up this game for the St. Louis Blues?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, Dan, you feel like the Blues are playing some pretty good hockey. And after a good stretch and then that really tough loss at home against Calgary a couple of Sundays ago on the 16th, they go out to Western Canada. They win 2 of 3. They get a couple of days off. They continue to get some guys healthy. And, you know, Craig Berube said he thinks that things are moving in the right direction for the Blues. So I know we've heard that at times this year. But I think both offensively and defensively, and all the way back to Jake Allen, you can certainly draw some positives from this recent stretch from the Blues. And a chance now at home now after a couple of days off and the Christmas holiday to get this next stretch off, hopefully started on the right foot.
You know, what have you taken away from watching the Blues? To me, it's been a better team game, but what have you seen from the Blues?
Yeah, I think certainly you're seeing a lot of cohesiveness and you're seeing kind of the consistency that you need to see when this team plays winning hockey. And that was really the calling card of what they did at the beginning of last year, whether it was the forwards, defensively, all the way back to the goaltender. You saw guys playing as a unit, and I think that's why they've had some success and frankly have had a lot of 5-on-5 success over this last stretch. I think that, you know, the reason we're going to see the same lineup for the fourth straight game from Craig Berube is exactly that, in terms of reuniting Shen, Schwartz, and Tarasenko to, you know, what he's gotten from the third and fourth lines. I think those guys have been fantastic, not just offensively, but defensively on the road, matching up against, you know, some of the best lines in hockey, some of the most dangerous combinations in hockey. And then defensively, I really like what they've done. I like kind of the tone that's been set by Joel Edmondson and Colton Parayko. I think Jake Allen has been just superb over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, all of that leads to consistency and leads to a better 5-on-5 play and led to going 2-1 on that 3-game trip.
It's been interesting, the fact that, you know, Jake Allen, to me, after at times a rough first month, not many people talking about his play. I think he's been about as solid as you're going to expect him to play. He's not going to be magnificent. I don't think he's going to steal you a lot of games, Chris, but as long as he's solid, this team has got a chance to win some games.
Yeah, and I think what you've needed to see from Jake is what we've seen the last couple of weeks, what we've seen over the last couple of years, Dan, when he's been at his best. And that is in close games, in tight games, in pivotal moments in games, you've got to make that big save. You've got to make the save against the two-on-one or the shorthanded breakaway or come up with a couple of big saves on the penalty kill. And he's done exactly that. I think that the last two Edmonton games are perfect examples, both the Blues win in Edmonton and also the shootout loss here in St. Louis. You know, the Blues had a pretty good game plan against Connor McDavid and company 5-on-5, but Jake still had to make some massive saves, and he made some massive saves at the biggest moments of those games. So, yeah, are there going to be clunkers? Of course. Kind of ironic that tonight, coming out of the Christmas break when everyone's feeling good, Carter Hutton's on the other side going for Buffalo. And that's the guy that was so good last year spelling Jake and earned himself a heck of a paycheck. So I think you're right. I think that he's been really, really good lately. And I don't know if he's going to steal you a bunch of games, but certainly it's never a good thing if your goaltender is consistently the number two or the number one star. It's obviously a horrible thing if the other team's goaltender is. So, you know, I think Jake has done his part. I think the defense has helped and has been better. And, you know, here's hoping that can continue starting tonight.
Reminder for Blues fans, join the party for Blues action this season. Again, at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, 11 area locations. Hat trick of savings, great food, great drink specials available during every Blues game, including tonight. Bud Family Beer Specials, $4 Jack Daniels Cocktails, the $5.99 Blue Sampler Appetizer, $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread Cocktail for $5. That's at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. And at this time of year, a lot of kids getting haircuts, or even if you're an adult like myself, and you take the kids in to get the haircut, head to Hair Saloon for Men. Home base right here in St. Louis, founded in 1997, now 16 locations in St. Louis. $22, you'll get the perfect haircut. Also, with that $22, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22, and that's at Hair Saloon for Men. Interesting, Chris, with Buffalo in town, a lot of talk tonight will be about the trade with Ryan O'Reilly to bring him to St. Louis. Has to go down, I think, is one of the best trades in the NHL in this past off season. What do you say?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Dan. I think that with all the issues that this team has had this year, I know I've said it to you before, you just shudder to think where they'd be without Ryan O'Reilly. He has been the best player all around. I don't think it's particularly close on this team. I think his attitude has been incredible, his work ethic. Like, that's the thing about Ryan O'Reilly, and not to, you know, necessarily compare it to any of the other guys on the team, but people talk about his work ethic, and then you see it. You see the little things he does after practice, after morning skate, the day of games. Like, it's just incredible to watch the way this guy prepares and the way he goes about his business. So, you know, obviously Patrick Berglund's been in the news a little bit, and it's been a little up and down for the Sabres, but you know, they wanted to go in one direction, and certainly some of the contract issues and the bonus dictated that a little bit. But you know, the Blues invested in Ryan O'Reilly, and boy, has he been just absolutely fantastic and then some this year.
You know, what is the situation right now with Patrick Berglund? Where does that stand right now with he and his agent and the Sabres, and what may happen going forward with him?
For Buffalo, they're certainly saving some money. He said he was unhappy with his role. I don't know what's going to happen next with Berglund. He had played just 23 games, scored, I think, only 4 points, was suspended. So, yeah, I know they're trying to figure out a resolution, but, you know, unconditional waivers the way they went, and it's going to save them some money, and Berglund's going to, you know, hopefully figure out somewhere he can go, start a new contract, start fresh, and, you know, maybe have a new opportunity. But, yeah, just a kind of a bizarre situation. Certainly you never see a guy like that leaving that much money on the table.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It's happened. It's now open. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. The first standalone ground-up Jeep store in the country. Largest Jeep inventory in St. Louis. If you want a Jeep, Lou Fuse Jeep is the place to go. 22 service bays, accessories, apparel, state-of-the-art facility. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Well, Chris, let's wrap it up with this. The Blues begin a five-game homestand tonight. We mentioned that around Christmas, the Blues would maybe have to make some tough decisions with their roster going forward. They're within shooting distance right now because of games in hand and the point situation of the playoffs. Maybe does that push back that deadline of where they need to be to make a decision on what they do with their roster concerning what may happen with the trade deadline going forward with the St. Louis Blues and their roster?
Yeah, I think so. And again, not to have any illusions about where this team is right now, Dan, or, you know, the situation that they put themselves in. But here's the scenario, is that, like you said, they're within shouting distance. They have the five games at home, and they're getting healthier. Robbie Fabry certainly would be healthy enough to go tonight, but Berube said he wants to stick with the same lineup because of the success they've had over the last four games. Alex Petrangelo, Carl Gunnarsson, they were both back on the practice ice today. They're knocking on the door right now to potentially come back. So, you know, for as frustrating as this year has been, you look at the assets you have and what return you would actually get from some of these guys. And then on the flip side of that, you look at, you know, maybe the next 2 or 3 weeks to see if you can jump back into the playoff mix with the game in hand and the games at home. So, yeah, I would expect that, you know, they'll give it a go here moving forward. You've still got plenty of time until the trade deadline, especially with maybe a couple of guys that it could be short-term rentals for teams like a Maroon or a Bouwmeester. So I'd expect they give it a go here and, you know, see if they can get hot.
Should be fun, Chris. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Dan.